Okay, so I hope everyone had a great Yom Tov. I was telling the, we have a small post-high school learning program here. I was telling the guys yesterday, it bothers me very much that, some people, Yom Tov, that was so great, and then it's like back to reality, right? Back to reality. It's like depressing for people. Adarava, it shouldn't be depressing. I don't think it should be depressing for people. Now we have a chance to put into practice all those things that we committed to do over the Yom Ha'Narayim and the Yom Tov and all the things that we gained. We can now put it into practice. So welcome back to the Shir. Hopefully we'll have a very, very productive, good, long, healthy year of studying Torah together. So we're going to learn Parshas Noach, the Maharal's comments. That's what we decided this year to do, the Maharal's comments. So if you could open up the Chumash, this year in the Shir with the Maharal, it's going to be important to have the Chumash every week because the Maharal, at least where I get it from, doesn't usually quote the Pasuk also. So we're going to have to see the Pasuk. And a lot of times, the Maharal is a commentary on Rashi. The Gur Aryeh is a commentary the Maharal has on Rashi. So a lot of times, you're going to have to see the Rashi inside. The Maharal doesn't always quote the Rashi inside. So the very first Pasuk in the Parsha, the Torah is introducing us to Noah. And the Pasuk introduces us to Noah in a way that's very, very strange, very strange. You don't see this kind of formulation anywhere in all of Chumash. Ela toldos Noah. Toldos usually means from the language of holada, laholid. So whenever you say normally Ela toldos Noah, so toldos, you would assume you're going to hear about the kids. That's the children. And yet the Torah goes on to say, what are the children of Noah? Or what are the things that Noach was molid? What are the things that he brought about into the world? And the Torah says, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav es ha'elokim es halach Noach. He's a tzadik, he's complete in his generation, and he walked with God. Es ha'elokim his halach Noach. So Rashi points out the strange language of the Pasuk, of the very first Rashi. Davar Acher, Rashi has two explanations. Number one, whole of his kiros, siper b'shvacho. Like the Torah couldn't help but once mentioning Noach, like the first thing that really stuck out about him was ish tzadik tamim. The Torah like had to say that even before it could list his kids, because it lists the kids, of course, in the next pasuk. But then Rashi has a second shot. Rashi's second shot is davar acher, this is to teach us that the main things that a tzaddik creates, are not his biological children, but rather his good deeds. And let's see what the Maharal has to say about this. First piece. She'ikr tolosem, Bereishis Rabbah. It's a quote from the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. Umasha hamasim tovim nikru toldos. The Maharal says, why are a person's good deeds called his progeny? His progeny, meaning that he gives birth to. Why is that called that's what he gives birth to? Dichsiv, imrul tzadik ki tov, a pasuk in Yeshayahu, imrul tzadik ki tov, ki pri ma'alalehem yochelu. Tell the tzaddik that he is good, because why is he good? What's good about the tzaddik? Ki pri ma'alalehem yochelu. Because the tzaddik eats the fruit of his efforts. Shehamasim heim pri shemolid ha'adam. That in fact, your fruit that you bear, the tzaddik, the fruit that he bears, are his good deeds. Ma'al aleihem. Pri shemod adam. Umasha amar she'ikar toldoseim. This that the Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that the main progeny, the main thing that a person accomplishes are his good deeds. Hainu pnei shehikdim toldos hamasim lifnei toldos habanim. That's because the Torah lists his actions prior to his children. Shema mina she'elu ikar. So the Maharal says, you see from the fact that the Torah lists his actions, his deeds prior to his children. So that's, so you see that the deeds are more important. And the only thing I wanted to add on here a little bit is that it's interesting that the Pasuk, lists, I think it's Pasuk in Tehillim actually, not in, I don't know why it says Yeshayahu there, it's Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pasuk lists the tzaddik's actions as his peros. So to me that means two things. Number one, certainly your peros are what you produce. That's your peros. So clearly, as he's going to say in 1 minute, a person is judged in this world on what he produces. And he certainly is judged on his children that he produces. That's one measure of the judgment. But the Maharal is going to say an even more correct and more important production that a person produces is his own actions, his own deeds. See, that's what the Torah is stressing over here. And unfortunately, sometimes we see very, very righteous people who don't produce outstanding progeny. We've had many examples of that in Tanakh, and unfortunately we see many times life that great righteous people, they have a lot of difficulty raising children. But the other thing I was just thinking, that what does the pasuk say? Kiprim ma'al aleihem yochelu. It's interesting. So the Maharal and the Medrash Rabbah are saying that the actions are your peros, but the tzaddik ends up eating those peros. In other words, it's not just that the actions are the main thing you produce, your peros, but that's also what sustains the tzaddik. The righteous person not only produces his good deeds, but the good deeds is what gives him chiyus. That's his peros that he eats. So it's almost like a double, it's a double, being righteous and doing good things not only are your main accomplishments in this world, they're also what sustain you. That's the imagery, I think, of peros. Kipri ma'al aleihem yochelu. Your fruit are what you produce, but you're also eating those fruit. They sustain you. And then he goes on to say, v'yirai li hatam mipnei. Now, he wants to give you a reason. Again, one of the Maharal's primary goals in his commentary is always, he's always going to defend the Ma'amari Chazal. He's always going to give you a depth within depth of the Ma'amari Chazal. So what does he say about the Ma'amari Chazal? V'yirai li atam, mipnei shebetoldos, by your children, it wasn't all you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a big chelik in that. Look what he says. V'yirai li atam, mipnei shebetoldos, by your kids, mishutaf ha'adam yam HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisbarach shemo. So God is partners with you in the creation of your children. Wow. Now this doesn't just mean physically. We know that obviously every child that's born is a miracle, an absolute miracle. And for man to think that this is something he does, you know, I got to think even in the secular world or even in the non-Jewish world, there's got to be some appreciation for the incredible science involved. And it's unbelievable to think that how a child comes into being. So he says that betoldos mishutaf ha'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu yisbarach shemo. In raising children, there it's clear that there's a shutfus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a huge chelik in that. I always tell parents, if you want to see nachas from Yiddish and nachas from your children, in my humble opinion, there's only three things you could do. Model what you want for your kids, have a good relationship with them, and pray, with prayer being the most important of those three, if you ask me. I say a tefillah every single one of my Shemoneh Esreis, I say a detailed prayer for the health and welfare and hatzlacha of my children. If you want to hear about that prayer privately, you can talk to me afterwards or other times, but I stick a prayer in English. Every Shema Koleinu, I stick a little prayer in English about each one of my kids. Very short, takes only like 15, 20 seconds. But anyway, so the Maharal here is saying that the reason why your actions are actually more prominently your progeny than your actual kids is because to raise the good children, that requires a lot of siyata tzemai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But your own righteous actions, that's all you. That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you. Again, we're going to see in a second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps with that also. But again, we know. HaKol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Your actions in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to see. He gives you a Yetzirah. But your actions, your righteous actions, the chasadim you do for people, the Torah that you study, the prayer that you pray, all that, that's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's you. That's you. So that's why the Maharal is saying, that's why Rashi, the Medrash Rabbah is saying, Iker toloseim shel tzadikim ramasim tovim. Even more than your children, your progeny, your actions are more, because that's all you. Your kids is a lot the Ribono Shel Olam. Your actions are all you.
But isn't that, in a way, the same thing? If God is making the person be good, being the child to be good in certain ways, if that child is the same thing as being, you know, an adult later.
But I guess it means your chelek in your child, that is helped out by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your kid, he's gonna have to do his own. He's gonna have his own challenges. But I think it means whatever merit you have in your kids, that it's you and the Ribono Shel Olam have. You're right. His own challenges. That's gonna be his own ball game. You're right. But and also the physical part. You know, it's you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lekach amru she'ikah toldos shelam heim amasim tovim va'od ki'ikah toldos adam maasim tovim ki atoldos lav begufo. Right, your kids are not your body. Ve'iwu maasim tovim, but your maasim tovim, that's like I was saying before, they're your parents. They mamish sustain you. They're your own body. Ve'ein lecha toldos yoser mizeh. There's no greater progeny more than your good deeds. Sharihu ki'iwu molid atzmo. It's mamish like you're giving birth to yourself. Vizehu Yoser told her. That's even more what you create than something that's outside of you. What you create inside of you, he wants to say, is more your creation than outside of you. So fascinating, inspiring words here from the Maharal about we're starting now a new year to try to focus on building ourselves and building our Maasim Tovim and building our Torah, Tefillah, Chasadim, etc. Let's continue. What's the second half of the Pasuk? Esa Elokim is Halech Noach. So Esa Elokim is Halech Noach. So God walks together. Esa Elokim is Halech Noach. Noach walks with God, says the Maharal. Says Rashi. Take a look at Rashi, right? Rashi contrasts the formulation of the pasuk by Noach with the formulation of the pasuk by Avram Avinu, right? By Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Hishalech lefanai veheyeh samid. Right? Take a look at Rashi. It's on the fifth line, on page 16 in the Chumash. Take a look at Rashi. Hishalech lefanai veheyeh samim. Right? You see, Eselokim is halach noach on the fifth line. Uva Avram omer asher hishalachti lefanav. And he also says another place, hishalech lefanai veheyeh samim, that Noach hayetzari sa'ad lesomcho. Noach needed to lean on God to help him. Aval Avram haya mischazek u'mahalech b'tzidko me'elav. But Avram used to walk and strengthen himself with his own righteousness by himself. Wow. So the Medrash contrasts that Noach needed to lean on God, but Avram somehow was able to walk on his own even without God. So what is this Mamar Chazal trying to teach us? What are we supposed to learn from this? So take a look at the Maharal's take on this. Again, this is also from the Gur Aryeh. So far, both pieces from the Gur Aryeh. That's the Maharal's commentary on Rashi. Okay? Take a look. Noach hayetzar tzadah, samcho perish al derech bo letaher misayin lo. That's a very important Mamar Chazal in its own right. I don't want to focus on it so much, but Chazal say, someone who sincerely comes and wants help in increasing his service of God, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you really want help, I'm going to help you. I'm Habal Latayr, someone who comes to purify himself, Messiah in law. So Noach asked for the help and got it, apparently. Aval Avram lo haya tzarech l'sad. Avram didn't need it. Elo haya mischazik b'tzidko me'elav. But he doesn't like that pshat. Aval lishna dekra, esel lokim eshalach, eno mishmash moso. He doesn't like that pshat. So let's go into the pshat that he does like. Let's see what he says. Venerally, third line. Lafi shehoisa hashchina imo, Noach, the Shechina was with him. V'haya Noach dovek b'Shechina. Noach attached himself to God. Ulafikach lo ba lidechet, and it was because he attached himself to God that's why he didn't come to sin. V'zeo asah just laHakadosh Baruch Hu. This was HaKadosh Hashem getting involved in his life to help him. Now again, it's a little bit of a paradox. In the last shot, we talked about how when it comes to your spirituality, it's all up to you. So clearly it's not all up to you. You need help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's many Mamari Chazal that talk about if a person doesn't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help to save him from the Yetzirah, as we're going to see a little bit later on in the parasha where the parasha talks a lot about the Yetzirah, how does the Yetzirah operate? We'll talk about that in a minute. A person needs to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help from the Yetzirah. But apparently Noach needed a Sa'ad. Shemisha Davak Be'echad E'efsher lo lozuz mimenu v'lachto. Someone who cleaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attaches himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible for him to sin. V'zeh esher alokim es halech noach. Aval ba'avram ksiv, by Avram it says, it's halech lefanai. Shehayom halech me'atzmo. Avram didn't need Hashem's help to be righteous. He walked before God on his own. Below oso, Davuk, below also Dibuk Shechina Shehaya Imo. Without that attachment and cleaving to God. Give me a second, Herbie. Give me a second. Don't bite my head off. Let me just read. Hold on a second. Good. I hear your problem. Let's see it. Below also Dibuk Shechina Imo. Ki Avram Haya Misgaber Bitsidko. Below also Dibuk. Sharei, why? Why, Herbie? Why, how did Avram merit this? How did he get to this? Sharei Kama Pamim Haya Menasa Oso. Because God tested Avram many, many times. God distanced himself from Avram and weaned him off of him. He tested him to the extent that Avram had so on his own worked on himself and conquered his evil inclination to that degree that he no longer, after the 10 tests, he no longer needed God's help. He had succeeded in conquering it on his own. And I want to show you another comment before I speak about this. I'll show you another place. You know, Rabbi Hartman, in his notes on the Gorari, refers to this Baragola. Please don't think that I just have the incredible dripping Bekias and all of the Maharal's 30 books of writing that I just knew all of this where it is. There's plenty of great cheating books on the Maharal. Thanks to Rabbi Hartman from England, those who know Rabbi Hartman, formerly of Mechala, now of England, the world's expert in the Maharal, just in case. So he says, look what he says over here about David HaMelech. Very fascinating. In the Sefer Be'er HaGola. Ki kan ksiv, pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, vayhi David b'chol d'rachav maskil v'Hashem imo. David, in all of his ways, he had seichel v'Hashem imo. God was with David. U'me'achar ki Hashem yisbarach haya rotze sheyem David. God wanted to elevate David. Now again, obviously he wanted to elevate him because he had achieved a certain level of refinement of character and elevation of spirit on his own. He had achieved a certain level. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to help David get to the next level. He says, you're my God. You're my God. So once God said to him, you're my guy, so he got involved. He got involved a little bit. The Rebbeinu Shlomo got involved. It says, V'Hashem Imo. Lefikach Misha Hashem Yisparach Imo. Someone who God is with him, V'vaday U'be'in Safek Hashem Yisparach knows him Shlo Yei Nifrad Mimenu. God makes sure he's never going to separate himself from him. A person, apparently, according to the Maharal, can achieve a certain level with God with him, if Hashem wants to be with him, that he will not come to sin. He's quoting from a Gemara. Pirush, right? The Gemara says, anyone who says King David sinned is mistaken. Okay, now not the time to go into a lengthy discussion of David and Bathsheba. There are sources that seem to indicate that David did sin. The Gemara says, Kol ha'omer David chata einu ela toa. Anyone who says King David actually sinned there is only mistaken. A whole discussion, but that's what the Maharal is referring to over here. So he says, it can't be that David actually sinned, because the Pasuk says, V'Hashem imo, God was with him. And anyone who God is with can't sin. U'me'acha ki Hashem yisbarach ha'yarot ha'shiyeh im David, midisiv Hashem imo, u'fikach, he can't separate himself from God. He won't come to sin. Right, that's the Gemara's Kasha. One pasuk seems to say King David sinned. Nasan came to Hashem and said, you sinned. And David even says, Chatasi. Right? God, David HaMelech says, Chatasi. So ask the Gemara. It's the one pasuk says Vashem Imo, God was with him, and the other pasuk says Chatasi. So how do you reconcile these two? Perish Kol Shu Yisparach Chafetz Liyos Imo. If God is with him, how can he come to sin? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow a person to stray. If God is with you, he won't allow you to stray from him. God had identified him as the builder of the Beis HaMikdash, at least the primary force of the builder. Umalchus Beis David and the whole kingdom. The Kamad Varm Shemisode Olam. Things that God needed for the development of the world. I apologize if I made too few copies. I guess I my usual pessimistic self on the copies. Okay, next week we'll have more copies. Okay, next week we'll have, I always like to start slow. Well, you got to cut. Okay, next week I'll have enough copies. I really apologize for that. Ki Hashem Yisparach Hu Shai Rotsu B'David Ki Ayadi Yabidim Yisamei Shomachas David. The common verb. Ve'ein Hadas Nosein Sheyie Chote B'chein HaGadol Kamo Zeh. Right, that's what it means. It means that of course he did sin, but it wasn't as great. When the Gemara says, anyone who says he sinned is mistaken, it means if you think it is what it seems like it is, namely, he just simply plucked a man's wife away from him, so that's not what it was. But to say that it wasn't a sin at all, even the Maharal is moda. Ve'en adas no sin shiye chote b'chein ha'gadol k'mozeh. V'hayim l'sh'amar shebikesh las asara, that David HaMelech wanted to do bad, v'lo hinicho, shu yisparach ha'yagorim shelo yechto. Wow. The Maharal also explains elsewhere the statement of the Gemara. The Gemara says a person doesn't sin unless a ruach shtus enters into him. Ein adam chote elam ke nichnas bo ruach shtus. Because seichel attaches a person to God, and shtus, foolishness, removes him from God. So I think the lesson, the Maharal here is delving into some deep concepts here, but I think the lesson for us on our level, I think, is the more a person ties himself to God, the more a person ties himself to godliness, the more a person surrounds himself with godly things, again, prayer three times a day, a set time to learn. Someone once said a thing very beautifully about Shachris Mincha Maariv, right? Shachris gets you going, and you know it sets your day off on a certain course in the morning. Maariv makes sure that before the nighttime, or you know, as the day is ending, you're going to remember God. And Mincha is that like check-in in the middle to make sure, like, in the course of the whole day, like, you didn't forget, because the whole day it's long. And so you got that check-in, like breakfast, lunch, and supper for the body is, you know, Shachris Mincha Maariv for the soul. So a person who connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and who surrounds himself with reminders, we have the tzitzis that remind us, we have so many things that are supposed to remind us. A person who, the more you're connected to God, the less chance there is you're going to sin. V'Hashem Imo, the Maharal says, the more you surround yourself with reminders or little things, pictures in the office or different things that could just keep you connected, so the less chance that you have that you're going to sin. There are many Maharakoms that talk about the tzitzis as being like, you know, the string around the finger, like the string that's supposed to remind you. The pasuk says, "Uritzim also zechartim kol mitzvos Hashem." Right? That's why you're supposed to be able to see the tzitzis. And the whole discussion: should you wear the tzitzis out? Should you not wear the tzitzis out? Different opinions. So, but interestingly, Avram Avinu was different than Noach. So Noach was Esther Elokim Esalech Noach, but Avram Avinu, by virtue of his tests, became self-sufficient. Fascinating that a person can work on himself to the extent that you could, if you work at beating the Yetzer Hara and work at beating the Yetzer Hara and work at him and work at him, you can train yourself to not need those constant reminders, to not need Vashem Imo. Wow. So that's a big madrega already. So I think both lessons are important lessons for us. A, that the more a person remains connected and attached to the Rabbanu Shalom throughout his day, the less chance there is of sin. And the second, that a person can work on himself and work on himself. And that's going to be the main theme of the last 12 minutes. And I may go a little bit over today because I started a little bit late. I apologize. Please feel free to leave if you need to leave. And it's true that I have over here every person, and that's important also, that every person sometimes feels a little more connected and sometimes feels a little bit less connected. And it's possible for a person to beat the Yetzer Hara even when he's distant. You know, and in another place, I didn't want to quote it just too long, the other Maharal, he actually, that's what I was referring to here, he actually says that, you know, Ha'elokim Nisa Es Avraham. The Torah says right by the Akedah, Ha'elokim Nisa Es Avraham. It's the Midas Hadin, the Maharal says, that tested Avram. The test of Avram where God separated himself from Avram and said, Avram, I'm now leaving you on your own. Let's see what you're going to do. Let's see how you're going to produce. And when Ha'elokim, the Midas Hadin, God wanted Avram to be able to survive even in Midas Hadin, which means even when God would sort of separate himself a little bit from Avram and not give him all that help. And Avram was able to do that. So the message for us there, I think, is a person has to realize even those times that he feels far away and he's being tested. So it's possible there, too, for a person to reach inside himself and to grow and to develop. And Avram had worked on himself so much that even when God had tested him and distanced himself from him, Avram still found himself to be true to God and to be someone who, even with the Midas Hadin, testified that he's going to be connected. Again, that's a little bit beyond the scope, but it was actually a different piece of Maharal that I didn't quote. Let's continue. Now, I think I'm going to skip the next piece, just very, very peripherally, gentlemen. I'm going to skip the next piece. He talks about why the raven is generally speaking in Tanakh, the raven is associated with bad stuff, generally speaking, and because the raven is a bird that, right, we say the pasuk every single morning in davening. We say, what do we say? Levnei orev asher yikro. No sein levehem alachma. Levnei orev asher yikro. Lo begrus asosiach pasuk lo b'shokei yishir tzeros. Right, and when the halalukas, one of the halalukas, we say this every morning, every single morning. Levnei orev, God sustains every animal. To the children of the orev, because the Gemara says that the raven is nasty even to its own children. If you can imagine such a thing, the raven doesn't even feed its own children. It's the raven, one bird. So basically the lesson of the Maharal here is that if you're bad, then bad things happen through you. But if you're good, then good things happen through you. So the Gemara says, "Megalgal in zuchus ayidei zakai, v'chova ayidei chayev." So we generally like to say, "Don't shoot the messenger," but the Maharal says from Chazal that it's not only important what ends up happening, but who does it for you is also important. The shliach is also important. That generally speaking, you know, good people bring about good things. And bad people bring about bad things. But I want to skip it because I want to spend more time discussing the Yetzer Hara, one of those great topics. So that's for homework. The one that we skipped is for homework. You can figure it out and analyze it with your kids at the Shabbos table. Okay, with your very old and kids developed and learning. Not so simple, but okay, let's continue. Derech Chaim is the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos. That's kind of their Pirkei Avos. Oh, now Rabosai, all the whole last 9 minutes here, we're going to speak about one pasuk at the end of the parasha, a very important pasuk for knowing how to grow and develop as a Jew. Very, very important pasuk. The Torah says, "Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra mine'urav." Wow. Torah says, it's on page 21, Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Right, God destroys the world with a flood. Right, we spent the last 11 years talking about why God destroyed the world with a flood. So, in this year, we'll start off. So, Noach gets out of the teva. He builds him his bath. God smells the sweet smell of Noach's carbon in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Very, very important pasuk. And God smelled the sweet smell of the carbon. And God says to himself, "Lo osif lekalelos adam abavur adam. I will no longer continue to curse the land because of man." Why? Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu'urav. Now again, I don't have enough time to go into all the connotations here, but let's just see how the Maharal take. Yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu'urav. Man's Yetzer Hara is bad from his birth. Man is created naturally with a Yetzer Hara. Man is created naturally with a force inside him that is causing him to do bad. I didn't even begin to explain it yet, Yehuda. Yeah, just...
Wasn't that supposedly after Yetzer Hara?
Okay, could be. Could be after the Yetzer Hara. Good point. Could be. Could be. Very well could be. Getting into areas that there are many opinions about and that I have only limited knowledge about, as in the sin of the eating of the Eitz Hadas. But let's continue. Let's see the Maharal commentary. Ki ha-yetzer hara hu ba'adam b'teva minu urav. Says the Maharal's commentary on Pirkei Avos, yetzer hara hu ba'adam b'teva minu urav. Your yetzer hara you're born naturally with. Oh boy. Kedeksid, ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra minu urav. V'davar zeh nolaim ha'adam b'teva. This Maharal is going on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says, Nidarim Siagla Precious. Taking vows is a good fence to make sure that you can stay away from the evil inclination. Why? The Maharal says, because you're born with a natural instinct to do bad. Wow. V'lo nikra pu'ulos u'masim harayim kinyanim. Therefore, the bad deeds that you do are not your achievements and your accomplishments and things that you acquire in life. Shein roi shikra kinyan davar anolim adam b'teva mishenin alas is me'imo. That's your bad things that you do are just your natural actions because that's your yetzer hara acting. Rak hamasim atovim b'fratim kinyanim, says the Maharal. The things that you need to work to accomplish in life are those good deeds that you do. To conquer the Yetzer Hara, to overcome the Yetzer Hara, that's really you actually achieving and doing something. Your bad deeds are just your nature. But the things that you actually accomplish in life, those are your good deeds that you have to work to do, that you have to change, that you have to grow to accomplish. Ki im yelech ha'adam achar tivo, if a person follows his nature, ein el ha'adam masim tovim klal. And let's continue and see what he says in the Sefer Solomon, with this we're probably going to have to finish. Even though there's another pasuk, there's another statement in Derech Chaim, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, where he says, if you think about three things, you'll never sin. The Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Pirkei Avos. If you think about three things, never sin. Right? What does it say there? Da me'ayin basa, know from where you came. Ula nata holech, where you're going, where you're going to end up. Ula mi'ata asa li'tein v'in mecheshbon, and before whom you're going to ultimately have to give a reckoning and accounting. Me'ayin basa, mitipa srucha, from a putrid drop. Ula'ana taholech, ground, right in the ground. So that's the last pasuk. He talks about how humility is the most important ingredient in fighting the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara basically comes from a person's inflated sense of self, his arrogance, his gaiva. That's where the Yetzer Hara comes from. And the most important ingredient, that's what he says in the last piece. But before we get to that, let me just read this quickly in the Sivos. Hayetzer Hara Shabar Hashem Yisparach, Afshu Bavadai Ra, Kamosh Kasav Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minurav, Im Kol Zeb Riyosav Tachlisa Hula Tov. Says the Maharal, even though the Pasuk refers to the Yetzer Hara as bad, we should know that the Yetzer Hara is in fact good. It's a very important part of us. It's good. Not only is it good, it's... Okay, don't worry. We'll put the two together. The Yetzer Hara is also very good for you. You know what the Medrash says? Rav Nachman bar Shmuel b'shem Rav, Huna, Tov ze Yetzer Tov, Tov ma'od ze Yetzer Hara. What? Asmaha. What's going on? Ella. She'ulule. So two pshatim here, Rabosai. She'ilule Yetzer Hara lo banaha adam bayis. If not for the Yetzer Hara, a person would never build his home. V'lo holed banan, he would never have kids. V'lo nasa, he would never marry. V'lonasa v'nasan. He would never do business. He would never build the world without his Yetzirah. V'chein Shlomo Amar. Shlomo says, V'raisis es hakol ki hu kinas ish mire'eu. Kinas sofrim tarba chachma. Hare ki Yetzirah mitzad mahu tov. Shal yodo nose isha umolid banim. In other words, the Yetzirah is the drive and passion that you have in life. And if a person can direct the drive and passion towards building and towards good things, so then the Yetzirah is not only good, it's amazing, it's fantastic. And let's read a little last piece. So the Yetzirah is good. The Maharal says the Yetzirah is good for two things. First of all, it gives you energy. The Yetzirah is part of the energy and drive that a person has, and a person has to learn how to co-opt. And once you take that energy and drive and you move it over from the force of evil to the force of good, not only is it tov, it's tov ma'od. That's what gives a person the drive and passion and gishmak to build and to do and to accomplish in this world. So, number two, it's good because it provides the foil for you to overcome and to achieve, and those are your real kinyanim in life. Since you're born with the Yetzirah, that's what gives you the schar for doing good things. Because if you didn't have a Yetzirah, you'd get no schar for doing good. Because it would be too easy. If you were born naturally with the inclination only to do good, only to do good, only to do good, there would be no reward for anything. There would be no challenge of anything. And that's what God wants from us. He creates the Yetzirah just specifically so we should have something to achieve and to accomplish and to move forward to and to overcome. I'm sorry, you're just going to be one second. I only have a minute left. But look at the last piece, and this is what I think is also so crucial. How do we work on it? That's what it means. If you know where you come from, you'll never sin. If you know that you come from a tipa srucha, a putrid drop, that's humility. And where are you going to? Earth. Earth in the ground. Says the Maharal, the Yetzirah gets strengthened with a person's arrogance. All your taivas and kinnas, jealousies and taivas, all your desires for illicit stuff comes from arrogance. The Yetzirah maces you, seduces you, until it brings you to destruction. Lakach ein giroi v'hasasa. The Yetzirah happens when you think you're somebody who you're not. Arrogance is thinking you're someone who you're not, or putting stock in aspects of you that you think are so great. You have an exaggerated sense of self. When a person has a broken spirit and a broken heart, a humble heart, Ein kan yetzahara sheyeh meisis es adam lahapilo ulavdo kasher ein lo metzias chashu ba'asmo ve'eno. So Parshas Noach is a lot about what causes man to be corrupt and what causes man to be righteous. Es ha'alokim es halach Noach. The more a person attaches himself to the Ribono Shel'olam, the more a person works on his own humility and doesn't have an exaggerated sense of self and has a broken and humble heart with the Ribono Shel'olam, he becomes Eselokim is Halach Noach. He walks with God and he becomes someone who Iker Toloseh Mishal Tzadikim Matim Tovim. The main thing that a person produces in his life are his good deeds. So hopefully we could start off the year Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. There used to be a minute. What tune would the Baal Tefillah use when they benched Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? The tune of Limud HaTorah. There's no holidays. There's no special Chanukah. There's no Chanukah songs. There's no Sukkot songs. There's no Purim songs. It's just Cheshvan, there's no holiday. What do we have? It's the day in and day out. Tefillah, Torah, Chesed, Ma'asim Tovim, the day in and day out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength that it should be a year of Etzel, Kibbutz, Halach, Noah. It should be a year of Hisalech, Lefanai, Ve'yeh, Samin. And Bez Hashem, we shall have tremendous growth for us. Our main toldos, which are Ma'asim Tovim, our secondary toldos, which are our children, we should be Zocha, to have a year of Hatzlach, Avracha, B'chol, Ma'asei, Adem. Amen.
Hello, Honorable Rabbi.